Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daryl Ryder joins us. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. Mitch loves the Guardians and the Yankees, so.
Yeah, and how many people take him seriously and how many people trust him? I know I don't. I don't think the rest of this room trusts Mitch.
I don't get a sense of anything that Mitch likes at this point. He threw me off so much with that early Yankees Guardians. Oh, they're locked up in a series now. My allegiance is going to be torn. And now I'm like, do you care about either?
Wow. Strong words from Tone. All right. Daryl, your thoughts on not just Mitch, but everybody else.
You know where I stand, Ken. Can't be a fan of two teams that play against each other.
I'm thinking of the
certainly can't be a fans of rivals. Like, that's like you mentioned Buckeye fans. It's like Buckeye fans saying, "Yeah, I love my Buckeyes, but them Wolverines are pretty good too." Like, what are we doing?
Pick a team. Well, Daryl, let me ask you this question then: with the Gardos, is it time to ask the if question? Is the season on the brink? If the season is over with, like, those are the questions that I have to ask, or is this not the time yet to do so?
No, they're in trouble. I looked it up last night. Since winning that series in Detroit, they are 6-13. They have scored less than 4 runs in a game 11 times, and they've been shut out 4 times. That's not a little blip on the radar now. This is a month here that this has been going on. They've got 3 hitters in that lineup. Let me rephrase. They have 3 legitimate major league hitters in that lineup. The rest of it is what it is. I was joking yesterday when they put out their lineup before the game that was, with the exception of having Austin Hedges catch and bat 9th, that was the, oh, hey, look, we're actually trying lineup. They don't.
You don't
even
think they're
post-
trying? They're not trying.
Well, I'm being a little tongue in cheek here, okay. but like that's how bad they are offensively. Half the team's hitting below 200. It seems like the way they played last year, the get them on, get them over, get them in. That doesn't exist this year with any level of consistency. They have more power at the plate than they did a year ago. The problem is all the power is of the solo variety. Jose Ramirez homers yesterday, solo home run. This offense is it's pretty pathetic right now. And I don't know that there's a fix. I mean, I know fans are calling for prospects to be called up and that. I got news for you. AAA pitching's a little different than the big league stuff.
Yeah, whoa, but they want some, well, okay, tough talking, Daryl. They at least want someone they could be excited about.
They sent Will Wilson and John Kenzie Noel back to AAA, and all of a sudden the bat is fine in the baseball again. Whereas they were up here and they couldn't hit it into the ocean.
Well, I think you're highlighting though, and I'll say it for you. I think you're trying to say it. These are 4A players, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem saying it. Yeah, it's a 4A baseball team, with the exception of the pitching staff, Stephen Kwan, Carlos Santana, and Jose Ramirez.
And yet, Daryl, we started the show wondering, you know, does it seem like the season, it could be over? Does it seem like this team has no juice, can't do anything? And yet I look in the wild card, they are one game back of a playoff appearance, another playoff appearance. So yeah. How do you balance that? Like right now, it doesn't feel special, doesn't feel like this team could be one of the all-time great teams or anything like that, or make a run and duplicate what they did last year. But we know how baseball is. If you're just within, you know, a few games of the wild card, like, why not? So where are you on that?
They're not for real, at least right now. That's not to say that this thing can't turn around and they become for real. Right now, they're not for real. I don't care if they're a half game out of the last wild card spot or they own the top wild card spot. At 500, they're a threat to nobody right now. Until they, again, until the bats start finding the baseball with regularity and they start scoring more than 0, 1, and 2, 3 runs per game with consistency, yeah, they scare nobody.
Do you think Stephen Vogt is guessing right now?
I think he might be searching for answers.
Guessing for those answers,
you know,
looking.
Just, you know, trying to push the right buttons. We've seen it now for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I think that's fair to say, Ken.
Daryl Ryder.
I mean, I would be too if I was sitting in his chair. Well, yeah. Right? I mean, looking at the roster he has to work with, yeah, I'd be doing the same thing. I love seeing it on social media. Well, you got to fire Stephen Vogt. Why? What's that going to say?
Who's saying they got to fire Stephen Vogt?
Oh, I saw some posts yesterday.
Okay, but anybody can create a social media account. So
I know it's ridiculous. I mean, what's he supposed to do at this point? It's not his fault. He can't go out there and play.
Well, sorry to hear all this, Daryl. This is really distressing right now. This is really distressing.
I mean,
stuff.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to sit here and tell you everything's going to be fine?
No.
Was I supposed to go Frank Drebin on you? Please disperse. Nothing
no.
to see here.
No.
Everything's
just,
fine.
You know, just it's.
I mean, that's just, you know, I'm not upset in the least bit because, like, this is what I expected this year. I never thought that they were real contenders this year. Based on the offseason they had, I thought they were going to be anywhere from a 500 ball club to maybe they get 10 games over and compete for that last wild card spot. Well, they're 500 right now, and they're competing for the final wild card spot. So for me, they're kind of meeting expectations.
But are they really competing for it? Because, you know, when they add the extra wild card spot, you know, my thought was, well, it might put pressure on teams to add instead of give up, but I think some teams are just going to stand pat. Like, I think the Guardians are much closer to finding a trade for Emmanuel Clase or something like that than they are adding. I don't think they're adding to this team at all.
I don't think that they're going to be buyers at the deadline. If anything, as you allude to, I think they'll be sellers. I'd hate for them to trade Clase. I'd hate for them to trade Carlos. But the business of baseball is the business of baseball. And, you know, they have to try and set this thing up to be as competitive as they can be for as long as they can be. And to that organization's credit,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
While this has been frustrating to watch here in the last couple of weeks, the track record of the organization is very, very good. They're usually very good on the trade market, and they're usually pretty good when it comes to fielding a competitive product that fans enjoy watching. Just unfortunately this year, nothing really has materialized, and offensively they're in the tank. I would not expect that the front office is going to go out there and invest a whole lot in this particular season, but try and invest for 2026, 2027, and 2028.
All right, Daryl, let's shift to the Cleveland Browns. A lot of buzz about what's been going on now that they've dispersed for another month plus.
We got some OTAs this week. We're not invited to
the
watch
ones that
them,
we could actually see. Yeah. Right, so yeah. The stuff we've seen, it seems like Shedeur Sanders, there's been a lot of positive buzz. But we do have this clip from Eric Mangini, former Cleveland Browns coach on the Colin Cowherd show, saying, hold up just a minute.
I'd say the numbers have to be taken with a gigantic grain of salt. There's a lot of learning going on for him, and to see the numbers, that's positive. But he's also working versus the back end of the roster, so his numbers should be a little bit higher just based on that as well. The other issue with Shedeur, it's not accuracy. It's how well he can deal with pressure in the pocket, the constant need to extend plays, the unnecessary sacks he took. And you're looking at an offensive line and a team in Cleveland that had one of the worst percentages of sacks given up last season of anybody. So I just say you can get excited, but don't be too excited.
So, Daryl, are we being irresponsible hyping up anything that we are seeing from Shedeur or anybody? When there is no pocket, there is no pass rush, there are no guys getting hit or tackled or even breathed upon.
I would never say that you're irresponsible there.
Oh, thank you, Daryl.
Hyping a little much? Yeah, possibly. But that's your job. I mean, you have to go based on what you see, right? And what we have seen so far looks pretty good. But I 1,000% agree with everything that Eric Mangini said in that clip that you played.
Go ahead, Daryl. I'm sorry. I'm kind of taken aback by the term irresponsible because I'm going, well, it does seem to be irresponsible to me, but how can I trust those charting these completions and things like that, know what they're looking at? How can I call you irresponsible if I don't know what you're looking at?
Right. And that's
serious.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and say you guys are irresponsible because you're hyping up a kid that looks good in mini camp or during the offseason program here. That's your job, is to tell people what you see and hear. And right now, it's all positive with Shedeur. But at the same time, there is a lens that I think you have to look at it through. And the reality is he's not gotten any first-team reps. The reality is that, yes, it is coming against a lot of back-end guys. Also, too, I don't chart completions, and this is exactly why. There are plays where, I don't have the practice script in my hands. So when I'm seeing the quarterbacks rolling out of the pocket, I have no idea as I'm watching that, is that what has been game planned for this particular practice? Or is it, okay, yeah, the defense is clamped down and the quarterback is legitimately trying to extend the play? Because believe it or not, they game that type of stuff into the practices. So, it is grossly unfair to just base opinion off of completion percentages in contactless mini camps in OTAs when, again, we don't know what you're really looking for. You're looking at mechanics, the footwork, the accuracy of the throws, or receivers having to reach here, there, and everywhere to try and catch the football, which we've not seen from any of these quarterbacks, really. They're all pretty accurate out there, which is something we're not used to seeing during Browns practices. I'm not going to sit here and say you guys are irresponsible just because you're talking about a kid that has looked good during the offseason program.
I mean, I'm irresponsible on a lot of other things, but I'm not irresponsible when it comes to this, brother. That ain't happening. Okay, that's it. Tone, take it away.
Daryl, what else has stuck out at you? People talked about whether or not this is going to be a circus, that Shedeur is here and Jimmy Haslam inviting the circus to town with the draft pick. I mean, have you even seen much in the way of national media descend
upon
Bria?
It's been pretty calm.
Yeah.
It, you know, I haven't seen anything abnormal. Yahoo's come through. USA Today's come through. ESPN's come through.
They got me out there for a day.
They got you out for like 20 minutes. Then you had to go babysit.
Wow. Talking trash about Tone. Tough talking, Daryl. He takes no prisoners.
But Ken Carmen hanging. Ken had to go solo. Yeah. I noticed.
He's a nice young man.
My wife did not, nor did the in-laws, they did not care about Brown's camp. They did not care. It was, you better get here.
Go back and listen to the Quinshon Judkins interview I did with him, 92.3thefan.com. He's a very fine young man.
Yes,
a good
he is.
Young man and thorough. All right, Daryl, Limey got any parting shots before I let him go?
No, that's fine.
All right, Daryl, I'll see you in hell. Thank you for the time.
All right, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Also, I should have asked him, did he get invited to the wedding or...
You know what? I imagine if Daryl would have been invited, he definitely would have been.
Oh, we got Daryl? Daryl.
I was not invited to the wedding.
You and I should have hung out.
We should have had
like our own version of a Galentine's Day.
You should have been like John Daly outside of the Masters. When he's on the outside selling merchandise. Now that would have been a nice distraction.
Great. That would have been great. At the end of the driveway of the country club going, hey, how's everybody doing? Sitting in a lawn chair.
Heard the fireworks show was spectacular. So,
oh, it was incredible. And you know me, huge Bill Maher fan. Somebody who's just on Bill Maher was in with Tim Ryan,
wow.
Senatorial candidate, was there. Actually, outperformed other Democrats.
Walking around telling everybody how awful the Haslams are for trying to build a stadium?
Whoa,
he wasn't.
Daryl.
I just wanted to throw football with him. Because remember in all the commercials,
he's a former high school quarterback. Yep. Tim Ryan actually went to my high school.
Yeah,
he was a legend, JFK, right?
Yeah,
he was an Eagle.
Yeah, he was.
I'll be dipped. Well, you learn something new every day, mm-hmm. Daryl. All right, thank you for the time.
You bet, guys. Have a great week.
I'll see you, Daryl. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheib & Jewelers.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.